A frenzy of hate-filled destruction. That's what a group of former civil servants in India are calling recent attacks on Muslims and other minorities in a number of states there. More than 100 former Indian diplomats, police officials, and other politicians sent a letter this week to Prime Minister Narendra Modi denouncing the recent violence that happened on his watch. For more on this, we're joined by NPR's India correspondent, Lauren Freer, who's in Mumbai. Hi there.
Hello.
So India is a heavily populated and diverse country, and there have been many Hindu-Muslim clashes over the years, stretching as far back as the founding of the nation. So help me understand this latest spate of violence. What is prompting it, and why people are saying this is perhaps getting worse?
Yeah, it is good to point out the history here. I mean, it was 75 years ago this summer that India was born after British colonialism into bloody Hindu-Muslim violence at partition. And it's really ebbed and flowed since then. There were big riots and bloodshed across the country and across the region in 1992 after Hindu extremists demolished a historic mosque in northern India. The latest violence is not nearly on that scale, and we hope it won't reach that. But earlier this month, Hindu faithful held some processions, as they do, on two Hindu holidays, the birthdays of the Hindu gods Ram and Hanuman. But some of these processions rallied outside mosques and took on a sort of threatening tone. And there were mobs of Hindu extremists waving swords and denouncing India's minority Muslims. And this happened in several places across the country. And there were mosques and Muslim homes that were attacked and burned in some places.
So I've seen pictures of some of the people in these processions waving saffron flags and wearing Modi masks. Were supporters of Prime Minister Narendra Modi responsible for the violence?
Yeah, so some of these religious processions were led by Modi's supporters, certainly. Some of them even members of his Hindu nationalist party. Since 2014, Modi's party, the Bharatiya Janata Party, has been legislating special rights for India's Hindu majority. And that makes minorities, especially Muslims, pretty nervous. India has about 200 million Muslims. So we're talking one of the largest Muslim populations in the world. And BJP-ruled states have banned Muslim headscarves in high school classrooms. They've restricted interfaith marriage, marriage between Hindus and Muslims. And many Muslims in India right now say they feel increasingly disenfranchised. Human rights groups say Muslims here are disproportionately victims of violence and discrimination. Modi's party is basically accused of using its power to mete out what many see as uneven justice. So applying laws unevenly against Muslims versus Hindus. And that's what many allege happened this month, also with the bulldozing of Muslim homes in New Delhi.
That's not the same as the processions that you've just talked about. Who is destroying these Muslim homes?
So Delhi authorities, actually. Delhi is a sprawling city with very little urban planning, lots of illegal development, and authorities want to crack down on buildings built illegally or not to code. So that's what they say they did earlier this month to some homes in one neighborhood. And most of them that were demolished, though, were Muslim homes. And so that has prompted accusations of retribution, because this is one of the neighborhoods where Hindu-Muslim clashes have happened. And allegedly, some Muslims in that neighborhood had thrown stones at a Hindu procession. And so then local authorities sent bulldozers in and basically wrecked these Muslim homes. And India's Supreme Court had to step in and halt these demolitions.
So how have people in Modi's government responded not only to this letter, but to accusations of discrimination?
I don't know that Modi has actually addressed these religious processions and this violence head on. I mean, he is very careful about what he says. But I mean, his government, like I said, is behind legislation that many feel is discriminatory against Muslims. He's also his trusted home minister, who's sort of his second in command, a very trusted aide, has at times in recent years called Muslims termites in India. So you can get an idea of the kind of rhetoric that's coming from his party.
As you alluded to, this is the holy month of Ramadan. This weekend is Eid, which ends the end of Ramadan. Are there concerns there could be more violence?
You know, Indian Muslims right now are just really keeping their heads down because of everything I've just told you about Some of them are really frightened. And so, yes, there is higher security during Eid, but the violence tends to flare here during Hindu processions when the majority gets riled up. So, you know, hopefully it will be a quiet Eid this weekend.
NPR international correspondent Lauren Frayer in Mumbai, thanks so much.
You're welcome.